A father watches his son win the same title he won 30 years later in one of the best finishes on the ice in the history of the MHSAA. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid.
Face off in the right circle. Cooper Gerhardt to take the draw. Comes on back to Czarnecki. Kept in. And there's a breakaway chance. Goal! Mason Czarnecki may have ended the drought for Powers Catholic. It comes with 4.6 seconds left.
That was Joe Jason and MHSAA TV on the call as Flint Powers beat East Grand Rapids 3-2 in the MHSAA Ice Hockey Division III Finals. The game-winning goal came with just 4 seconds left. The win is Flint Powers' first in the championship game after finishing as the runner-up 7 previous times. In Division II, Bloomfield Hills' Brother Rice found themselves down 2-0 to Byron Center in the third period before roaring back to win 4-2. The title is Brother Rice's 7th on the ice. And in Division I, Detroit Catholic Central shut out Brighton 3-0 in a rematch of last year's title game. The Shamrocks have now won 4 straight MHSAA titles, and this year they became the first team in the 49-year history of the ice hockey tournament to not allow a playoff goal. DCC outscored opponents 30-0 during their playoff run. For more on the championship weekend at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to the Rockford gymnastics team, who captured a second straight team title. The Rams recorded the top score on vault, floor exercise, and beam on way to their 5th title since 2015. To Michigan Center's Adrian Putnam, he scored 23, including 13 in the fourth quarter, as Michigan Center knocked off Napoleon for a boys basketball district title. And to St. Charles's Lana Harger, she scored 11 as the Bulldogs captured their first ever basketball regional championship.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. In the pool, the boys' Lower Peninsula Swimming and Diving Championships were this past weekend. In Division I, Ann Arbor Pioneer won their third straight finals title. Senior Gabriel Sanchez Burks had 2 individual firsts and was on 2 relay winning teams for the Pioneers. In D2, Birmingham Groves narrowly defeated Detroit UD Jesuit. It was Groves' first swim and dive title since 2010. And in Division III, Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood knocked off East Grand Rapids, the defending champs. One of the highlights from the weekend came in Division II. Grosse Pointe South senior Logan Heppner repeated as the top diver. His win this year comes 30 years after his father, Chad, won a final championship in diving for GPS. For more on this and everything else MHSAA, please check us out online. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.